the Disney Vault. This is the podcast where we go through every single Disney movie in chronological order. We did animated movies, and then we did Pixar movies, and now we're doing Disney Channel original movies. My name is Rachel.
My name is Claire.
And my name is Oscar.
Oh boy, you guys, we're in a really good section of the vault today. A lot of spirit going on. Oh my gosh. Do you see who that is over there?
Over yonder?
Over yonder. Do you see? It's the host of the Freedom Podcast, the Stay at Home Kids Podcast, and the Neighborhood List. It is Paul Tompkins.
What?
Hello.
Hey guys. What are you doing here in the vault?
We've just been walking around for years now.
Yes.
And
yes.
We came to this area.
Me too. I got lost. I can't believe I haven't seen you before now.
Well, Paul, you've just been walking around in circles.
We didn't know there were other people wandering around in here. Wow.
Me neither. Sorry, my clothes are all rags.
It's okay.
I think we might be able to find you some new ones in this area. What does everyone see where we are right now?
See, what a Burberry plaid trilby hat?
Oh, man.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I see a bunch of sheet music that's been scattered all over the place.
Wow.
I see red jerseys with a sensible capped sleeve.
Oh, oh yes, 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 yes. Oh, well, I found creme brulee, so.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, Wow. Obviously, we are talking about the one and only.
We picked all the obvious ones.
Yeah, yeah. One and only
High School Musical.
Oh. Whoa. So, I have to first of all ask if you had or had not seen High School Musical. Everybody.
I had seen parts of this over the course of a Thanksgiving at my brother's house when my niece was watching it and was enraptured. And so I saw, like, the only thing I can remember seeing was the basketball number. That's the only that I remember looking up, and that's what she was watching, and that's it. So this
and
was
like,
this
I'm good.
The
watcher.
Well, I felt like, what is that all about? How did they get there? And then watching the movie today put it all in context for me.
Mm-hmm. Did it though? Yeah.
Okay, so Paul's seen snippets of it. I have never seen it before. So this was my first time watching it and experiencing the High School Musical experience.
Yeah, yeah. And I am a High School Musical stan.
I'd seen it a few times. I think we had a little live watch for this, and I remember it was one of those ones that kind of brought me back to the DCOMs, but I was definitely older than the target audience.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But
me too.
I had to see what it was all about.
When you say DCOMs, what does that mean?
That means Disney Channel Original Movies.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
Paul, yeah, yeah. You've been wandering
the
this
ones, yeah.
vault,
you didn't know?
And you just had no clue what DCOMs
Well, it's been written out everywhere that I've seen.
They do write it all over the walls around here.
Yeah,
It just means the movies that they only air on Disney Channel.
Okay, I was afraid it was some military signification that we were in danger.
It does sound like, no worries. We're safe, as far as I know.
DCOM 6!
Is that good or bad?
I don't know. Well, so, I thought I had another question. I don't.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah, no, I wanted to jump in, and then I was like, no, I don't have.
Sometimes you just throw out a so, and it comes, and sometimes it doesn't.
Paul, I wanted to ask you, what is your connection to Disney, if you have any connection to Disney, and like, what are some of your favorites?
Well, obviously, when I was a kid, I mean, I'm old enough that Disney was still the name in animated movies. Like there were other companies that produced them and everything, but the Disney ones were an event always. It was a big deal. I remember watching The Wonderful World of Disney as a kid. And later in life, I ended up working for Disney in a couple capacities. I voiced the role of Short Thug in the movie Tangled and then on the series. And then Gladstone Gander on the reboot of DuckTales. It's a wild thing. It's a really wild thing.
So we're talking to a Disney character in the vault.
Wow. Yeah, seriously.
Well, I mean, eventually we all just become the characters that we play. That's how Disney people die. You just fade into the ink.
Sounds fun.
That's so, so cool. So shall we talk about some backstory about this here movie? Some yes. smart housekeeping, might we call it? So it's described as a modern day Romeo and Juliet by the writer.
Is it really?
Yes.
I didn't really catch that. But
it's
okay.
very much
usually,
also,
I feel like usually that's extremely obvious when they do that. Well, and this time it wasn't.
I think it's because it's kind of went from like a Grease and then it right. there was like a Grease in the middle of it being Romeo and Juliet. So uh-huh. it originally was released on January 20th, 2006 and directed by Kenny Ortega. Mm-hmm. Music yes. by David Lawrence. Guess what the budget was?
$6 million.
$6.35.
Oh, your price is righted me.
$6 million.
$4.2 million.
Wow. I went over. I went over.
And it was Disney Channel's most successful movie at its at the time. 7.7 million viewers. It was out broadcast by, I don't know if that's the term for it, by the Cheetah Girls 2. Which
Not
Oscar?
My Cheetah Girls.
Look at your background. You're
Paul's looking like I have never heard of these words.
Who are these Cheetah Girls?
All you have to do is look at Oscar's beautifully drawn background.
Is this an accurate representation of what they look like?
Yeah, that's Raven Simone.
Honestly,
can't you tell?
Yeah,
it is.
Kind of.
I'm not familiar. Was this an animated show?
Or it's, was a, it? It's another no. Disney Channel original movie about
that's
a girl
banner.
Group.
Yeah.
Starring Raven Simone and a couple of the members of 3LW, if you're familiar.
Yeah. That sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just it's another fun musical franchise.
Right.
And yeah, there are a ton of facts. We don't have to go through them all, and we can always come back to some of them. But for our cast, we've got Zac Efron as Troy Bolton, Vanessa Hudgens as Gabriella Montez, Ashley Tisdale as Sharpay Evans, Lucas Grabeel as Ryan Evans, Corbin Blue as Chad, Monique Coleman as Taylor, Joy Miyashima as Dave Matsui, Bart Johnson as Jack Bolton, Alyssa Rulin as Kelsey Nielsen, Chris Warren Jr. as Zeke Baylor, Ryan Sanborn as Jason Cross, Casey Stroh as Martha Cox, and Allison Reed as Miss Darbus.
Oh,
I'm gonna tell
theater
you,
teacher.
Yes, she is like a straight up goodness. Mrs. Doubtfire in this movie.
A true cartoon character.
Like Mrs. Doubtfire lost her accent and she's fully assimilated into the United States.
I love that idea of like, what if Mrs. Doubtfire wasn't Robin Williams?
Right. What
do you
else
think that was supposed to be Mrs. Doubtfire to begin with, where they approached Robin Williams and said, look, we have a wild idea. Yeah. We want Mrs. Doubtfire to be the drama teacher at this school.
Hello, students.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this lady, I gotta say, having the time of her life.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's like as soon as she came on, I was like, man, that would be such a fun gig to be
the
weird adult in a Disney Channel movie.
Well, what's fun about the adults in DCOMs is that they're like, I know this movie isn't about me. I know. So I'm just gonna have the most fun with what little I have.
Yeah.
And she really chewed that scenery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, something fun about her. She really was a Broadway actress, and I think she starred as Cassie in A Chorus Line.
Well, you could tell she was belting it out to the back row.
Yes. I love that she's
in this movie.
Me? Play a theater teacher? Couldn't possibly. So, yeah, very, very fun. Iconic. And I think she's in all three movies, I think. Oh, and we didn't mention this movie has sequels as a whole universe, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It took some doing to find the first movie, and I wasn't sure. And also the movie, when I finally found it, the movie starts so abruptly. I thought, I'm watching the fifth one.
That's a Disney Channel original movie thing. They always start immediately.
That's a staple. Yeah. That's a staple in DCOMs. They don't waste any time.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, so I'll save my comments until we get to the play-by-play.
Well, shall we jump into the play-by-play? Let's get our heads in the game. So like you said, immediately it's like, bam. Disney Channel original movie. It's New Year's Eve. We're at a ski lodge of some point. Dad and Troy are playing basketball. There's a kids party. There's a lot.
Yeah, it's a hat party.
Young adults.
Yes, they're not children.
I would. Yeah. Yes.
I could have stood to see more of that mom too. By the way,
right?
Like she was.
We never saw her after that, right?
She came in with like gang, like she was in a Tennessee Williams play.
I'm telling you, the adults in this movie are in a different universe.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Yeah. Universe. It's like, hey, make the kids look good.
Just like the outfit. Yeah, she was wearing like a shawl and a night, like evening gown. She got ready and hair and makeup and just had one line and then was gone.
Yeah.
Is she in any of the subsequent movies, Rachel? Do you know?
So I know she's at least in 3.
Okay. 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 So she comes back. Yeah.
Still wearing that gorgeous green dress.
The same dress. She's turns like, out she's a ghost. It's always New Year's Eve for her.
Oh, no.
It's The Shining.
They just couldn't even hear her. So this is New Year's Eve, and there's a New Year karaoke party.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what else would there be to
naturally,
do?
Naturally, naturally.
And kids so, yeah, so Troy and Gabriella get pushed up on stage to sing a song, and they're kind of nervous about it.
Right, because they're two different, you know, they're so different, you know? You got the jock, and then you have the girl bookworm. Who reads books at parties.
Yeah.
I really, now, here's the thing. This was their first meeting, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Because I thought, oh, this is why I was confused. Because the way they're looking at each other, I thought, oh, they don't like each other. This has been established somehow. I'm watching the third movie, and that is why this is weird for them to be on a stage together.
Oh,
that.
But no,
that makes sense. Yeah, no. There's
just
like weird.
Paul pausing the video, being like, "Is this the right one?"
I swear to God, I was like trying to check the title a couple times.
I don't blame you because there's High School Musical, and then there's 2 and 3, and then there's High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Yes,
and then there's who knows what else.
I'm sorry. Are Zach and Vanessa in all three of the movies?
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Okay. So it doesn't get handed off until it's the series.
Yeah.
Right.
Ah.
And one of our fun fact, Zach and Vanessa dated for 4 years.
Ooh la
starting
la.
In 2006.
Well,
so
who
this...
could blame either of them?
I see the chemistry.
The title of the song they're singing, it's the start of something new.
It's the start of something new.
Okay. So here's the thing. They sing. So this guy pushes them together to sing this karaoke song. Yes. They just seem to magically know the words.
Well,
already.
it's a song in this universe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it's a popular song.
Yeah. It's a hit song. Everybody knows it.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah, so it's like the Bohemian Rhapsody of High School Musical.
Exactly.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, this movie has both the diegetic and non-diegetic.
Oh, wow. La la.
To use the terminology. I can't ever remember which is which, but one's where the characters know they're singing, and then one's where it's like their internal thought process.
Right, right, right.
So this is where obviously they're on stage. They know this song. It's a popular jam. So they, at first they're very awkward, and then they get into it because they see that they both can sing.
Yeah,
I guess.
Right.
They're like, wow.
Game recognized game.
Yes. Yes.
Though there is one point where Troy tries to push Gabriella off the stage and she gets by the crowd.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 Why does he do that? Why?
Oh, because he's getting really close to her and she's backing away.
Oh right. Yeah. And something else we didn't mention is that it's pretty well known that Zac Efron doesn't sing his own song.
I was going to
one.
Ask. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he does sing the first line of it, but I guess the story is that his voice was too low for the part. So his singing voice is actually, what's
Drew
his face?
Seeley.
Christopher
Drew
Plummer.
Seeley.
Oh.
That's when he actually sang, was for High School Musical.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was just being contrary. Just being contrary in Sound of Music.
Yeah, yeah. So, he was like, I want a redemption story. Here's
so Drew Seeley tested for the role of Troy, and he sang all of Getcha Head in the Game and the reprise of What I've Been Looking For, and Efron sings the last four lines of Start of Something New. So basically, for the next movies, they wrote it to fit Zach's voice, but for this one... Yeah.
Did he audition to play the role of Troy?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
actually,
wow.
A lot of them auditioned for different roles. So Ashley Tisdale, now I'm missing where my casting facts
she
are.
She auditioned for Troy. And...
She auditioned for Troy. No, so Lucas Grabiel auditioned for the role of Troy also. Corbin Blue auditioned for the role of Ryan Evans. And then there are a couple. So they all kind of auditioned for different roles. Ashley Tisdale right. also auditioned for the role of Gabriella. So,
and then it's like it in was, the movie with the, was, you know, Sharpay ends up being the, I mean, the yeah. understudy.
I know. Yeah. And then it's like a, oh, yeah, like a, like, yeah, legacy now. So it's all how it was.
It all worked
to be.
Out in the end.
Yeah, but Sharpay's more fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, my yeah. gosh. Yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I was going to get cast.
That's the part you want. Yeah.
I want Sharpay.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, so they exchange phone numbers, and she texts him her photo on his flip phone.
The phones.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The phones. And then what we go to East High.
Yeah, and this is very Grease, because she ends up going to his school, where he's the popular jock or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're back at school. We see Troy's with the jocks, and then we meet the theater kids named Sharpay and Ryan, and we're in drama class, and this is the whole cell phone fiasco. Yeah.
Yes. Where... In this class that is 5 minutes long.
Yeah, this is homeroom. This is, you know.
I was wondering if it was. Is it homeroom?
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's homeroom.
Okay.
Yeah, you come in, get the announcements, and then go to your actual class.
I feel like I remember homeroom lasting longer than that.
Same.
Yeah.
Right? It felt like the length of a class.
Oh, mine was like 10 minutes.
Oh, I thought
mine was like half an hour.
I didn't get one.
Oh, really?
Rachel.
I still get nightmares sometimes that I've never gone to homeroom, or I haven't gone in like years.
Oh. Whoa.
So
like, and they've been waiting
so
for
not, you? Yes. Yes. Because they're like, you're not going to graduate. And I'm like, I thought I graduated 15 years ago. So Rachel, you're not missing anything.
Okay.
You're not missing any nightmares.
Yeah, I would have trauma if I did have it.
Did you want to talk to Pat Toner behind you and Nicole Timoney in front of you? That was my experience.
Did you have the same people in front of you for the whole time?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I think ours was mixed up. I don't know. We did everything weird, I guess.
What kind of weird high school did you go to, Claire?
I don't know. They didn't care about the alphabet. So
what?
So anyway, so we're in drama class. But this classroom... The theming of it is, it's not like things from theater productions. It's literally just theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like right. comedy, tragedy, mask, curtains, all that kind
she
of
has
stuff.
A little
just like a vague
stage.
Sort of like. This
yeah,
is
tiny little stage.
Future.
Yeah.
Yes.
With and her, her theater throne on it.
Yeah. I know. Like, what the? Okay.
So I guess they all get in trouble because of the phones. So they get detention.
Detention.
Because Troy's trying to see, is that Gabriella? Let me call her. And then her phone goes off, and then everyone checks their phones because they all, I guess, have the same ringtone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it was all the like meaty.
I was wondering why that happened. I didn't get that.
And it was start of something new. Did you catch that? Because it's the most popular song in this universe.
That checks out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is the Bohemian Rhapsody.
I thought at first that he had accidentally sent a picture to everybody, and that was going to be the cause of some comic mishap. But no, it was just that everyone had the same ringtone.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we go to basketball practice, and we get to get your head in the game.
Mm. Yeah. Paul's favorite scene.
Your favorite.
I have to say, I think this is a good number.
Yeah.
I thought it was very imaginative. The stuff with the basketballs and everything was really. I thought that was really fun choreography.
Yeah.
And it was like it followed the musical. You know, this is about two things. You know, formula. I thought it was well done.
Yeah.
His fun number. Oscar, you had a reaction.
I laughed intensely. Intensely laughed. Well, because it's that thing with musicals. It's just like they're talking and then all of a sudden they're singing. And it's a shock to the system, honestly. As someone who's like not very familiar with musicals, it is always still a shock for me to be like.
But they bounce the balls now. First. They bounce the balls and the balls screech first.
Oh, that made me laugh because it's that like, was... what in the stomp? This is like bringing the noise, bringing the funk. The hell! It was so funny to me, and then of course it's like these like awkward, these like cool teenagers singing musical theater. It's funny,
and I like the moment where Troy has this moment. Mm-hmm. And he's like this to the camera, and it's like spotlight on him.
Oh, the slow jam moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh god, yeah. I mean, what's cool about it is that they were all living their boy band fantasy.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
And it was great. And listen, the choreography is great. Kenny Ortega. knows Legend. How to choreograph. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, so. And they had little interstitials when they watched it. The next weekend, they had an encore weekend where they had interstitials where they taught you the dance with the basketball.
Oh, yes. They did have dance instructions on Disney Channel.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's awesome. Like, I didn't know that. That's great.
I think they had the cast teaching you, too. So it was like Zac Efron being like, and one, two.
It was fun when they did, because Disney Channel didn't really have advertisements in the ads. They just would have breaks that had more content. So stuff like that. So Sharpay chats with Gabriella in science, and we learned Gabriella's smart. She's so smart. She loves science.
Loves it.
So smart.
She loves it, but she also kind of is curious about theater, it seems, because she sees that there are musical signups for the auditions.
Right. And even though she has a beautiful singing voice, she's never thought twice about it.
No, her mind is for science. So all the kids are working on the musical set as their detention for the cell phone ring fiasco. That's what's happened, right? Like, this is another one of those movies where I'm like, I think that's what's happening, but yeah, it doesn't. That's what's happening. So they play basketball. Troy and Chad aren't there because of they're at cell phone detention.
Where's Troy and Chad? That's my impression of
the dad. And so the basketball coach is Troy's dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which just like in Romeo and Juliet.
Exactly.
Continuing the theme.
The connection. Okay, so he goes, yeah, he's going to see Darvis.
Basketball family.
So he goes to see Darvis. Taylor goes, okay. Darvis, what are these boys doing? Yeah, they're supposed to be practice. Oh, yeah.
What are my boys doing up in a tree? That's also what he says.
And then Taylor, who is another one of the friends, just shows Gabriella that all the cheerleaders are like, oh my God, obsessed with Troy Bolton. And he's like such a cool guy. And we don't care about that because we are women of science and knowledge. So that's what we care about. Mm-hmm. And, so dad, this is a very Disney Channel original movie thing. It's the trope of dad saying that Troy's the leader of the team and we need him. We need him.
He's the playmaker.
In the game.
That's a big thing. They talk about playmaker.
That's a term I never heard before. I'm not a basketball. I don't follow basketball. So I'm assuming that's a real thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I never looked it up, but I don't think I had heard it either.
Also,
I was like, yeah, okay.
I've seen this movie million times, and I've never noticed the playmaker thing before.
They really try to make it a thing.
They really did. They really did.
The playmaker. So we're at drama club, and the musical auditions are announced. And I know.
What's the name of the play that the musical that they're doing? Do we ever find out?
Question.
It's like High School Musical.
Was it like Tinseltown something?
Oh yeah, it was like Tinsel.
It's the musicale. I know it's the musicale.
Right. Sorry.
Is it the fall musicale? The fall musicale.
It should be because they just had
New Year's Eve, so it should be the spring musicale. But at one point, she does say, "Why don't you try out for our spring musicale?"
Exactly.
Which is
what the fuck? How long after New Year's Eve does this take place?
How many musicales y'all got?
The timeline is confusing.
This is the welcome back musicale, and then the spring musicale is later.
Oh my lord.
I also want to know what the plot of this show is, because it's got Breakin' Free and Bop to the Top in it. So those are the two hints we get. I don't know what that means.
Arnold are the two leads. I remember those names.
Minnie and Arnold.
Oh, the characters, Minnie and Arnold?
Yeah.
Minnie Mouse and Arnold Schwarzenegger are the two characters of this show.
Well, if this is a Tinseltown show, then they're trying to break free, right?
It's like and then Superstar
Bop
Limo.
To the Top. So that's what it's about. That's it.
Oh my God, I love that.
I buy it.
I love it.
We figured it out.
Yep.
So the auditions happen. This is the timeline's weird because it's like they're auditions and then it seems like the callbacks are weeks later.
I would say months later.
Months later. So Troy sneakily goes to the audition and he hides behind some cleaning supplies mm-hmm. and
because he doesn't want people to know that the star basketball player is auditioning for the musical.
No, it's so embarrassing.
Crazy.
And we get to see some really good auditions.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which one's your favorite? Everyone say.
I guess the high voice lady.
Oh, the opera singer?
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite is definitely the winking girl one.
Yes, the on the piano.
Lean on the piano, wink and play. It's like, that's perfect. That's gold.
I like the girl who goes to say something and then doesn't and runs off.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. Oh, and then I like the interpretive dance.
Oh, the stoner kids.
The stoners.
Hard. Yeah. It's just funny. They all know this song.
I would put them in the musical.
Yeah.
Like, if I were casting this, I'd be like, yeah, you guys would be fun treat.
Darvis is very tough.
Yeah, she says go see some like a therapist or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Like in my high school when we did musicals, they like would double cast things routinely.
Yes.
So that everybody would get a chance regardless of ability.
Mine too. It's funny because it does seem like Sharpay and Ryan are the only people who have any kind of remote ability or to be
they're the only two people that can like that's crazy.
Yeah, everyone else, like, it's not even like they can't really sing. It's like they're just, they don't know where they are or what they signed up for. And that one kid, that dancer, comes in, too.
he was great.
I was so mad about that. And then he, like, crashed into pots and pans. I'm like, come get out of here. No self-respecting dancer would ever crash into pots and pans.
He ran into the kitchen that was backstage.
He would definitely jet-tay out of it. He would jump over that.
No, he closed his eyes. He has a fear of flying, and that's his story.
Fear of flying.
He's a dancer who closes his eye every time that he leaps because he has a fear.
Oh, wow. Oh,
it's a tragedy. He's a brilliant dancer, but he's so scared to take both feet off the ground at the same time.
Yeah. I want to see his story.
Wow. I would like, where's that high school musical? So we meet Kelsey, who wrote this whole show, and she's a student there, and she gets to have her show performed, which is really cool. And then Gabriella shows up and asks Troy if he's auditioning, but he's afraid. And then we get to see Sharpay and Ryan audition.
Mm-hmm.
Their bedazzled and the number microphones. Is what?
What's it called?
You were always right beside me. Was it?
With the jazz squares. And then she's like, don't do the jazz square. And he's like, everyone loves a good jazz square, which is true.
What I've been looking for is what it's called.
Yeah.
Oh, and this, I guess, is the song about, it's supposed to be love interests. I don't know, but Sharpay and Ryan are siblings.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is.
Right. That's just how it is.
But it's not weird.
You can try to pretend that they're not, but they are.
They are. Look at their birth certificates.
They are. And they're the only people in this school who can play these roles, apparently.
That's right.
So we got to do it. So
I will say, honestly, they're good. I would give them the, you know what, we're not supposed to like them as viewers, but I was fully charmed by Ashley Tisdale as Sharpay, and he was fun too. So I would have given them the part, the main character parts.
I mean, when you pause to realize that there's only four roles in this musicale, two of them have to be Sharpay and Ryan. And then you're hoping for a Hail Mary. You can find two more people that can do it.
Considering the auditions, the fact that they had the audacious move to have callbacks
four parts, and you have four people who can sing, case closed. You're all set.
But I don't know who gets what part. Again.
Wait, but spoiler. Don't they end up casting understudies in this? So
yes,
it's
that's right.
So it's
they're each other's understudy.
Yeah, that's right. Because then they are I don't remember.
It's a two-person musical. Written for a high school.
Uh huh.
There's two songs in the show.
Oh, you're looking for the musical? No, we have musicals. They're 15-minute shows.
Yeah. If you want a bunch of songs, go see a musical. This is a musical. No intermission. You're in and out within 30 minutes.
Oh, man. I mean, that is the draw for a lot of shows. They're like, listen, you'll be home within an hour.
Yeah,
just it is kind of exciting when you see no intermission on a ticket. You're like, oh, yeah. All right.
But I think sit the big down thing, and then I get back up. And
but the big thing about Evan and Sharpay is that they changed the music. Sorry, Ryan. They changed the music because that's not the music that the girl wrote. She was like, I wanted this to be a ballad. And they're like, fuck that. We're going to do it our own way. And it sounds good. Maybe it sounds better than the thing. But I just say.
Oh, a little bit of a that thing you do moment.
Oh. It
sounds better. It does sound good.
And it was better.
Wow. But Sharpay bullies Kelsey over this and basically says, like, I own you because I'm the musical girl. She's like, and you're just the one who wrote it. But it's like, what? That takes a lot more work, I think.
That's just toxic actor.
Well, absolutely. And look, the thing is, in the theater is the writer's medium, and anyone in the theater knows this. So this is a bold move by Sharpay to say this. And I feel bad for Bowler Hat Lady, who should be standing up for herself and saying, you know, I'm going to talk to Darvis, who's Mrs. Theater, and then you'll be out of here.
Yeah,
because we found another person who can sing.
You're right. She's not confident. You know what I mean? Like, she's not.
We found one hiding in the back of this very theater.
Also, I'm not sure what grade everybody is in.
I think they're supposed to be juniors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because two research. Is summer and then three is senior year. So.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Cool. Do we get a summer musicale?
I don't know.
Rachel, only you can answer this question.
Yeah.
No.
I'm just
and that's so the summer one is just to answer the question.
The summer one is just it's summer.
Yeah.
And we're not in school.
There is like a it's like a Dirty Dancing where there's like resort. A end of summer resort kind of thingy performance.
Also a Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah. Honestly, we should have known. They dropped clues in the first one with that New Year's scene.
Yeah. Oh.
We should have known it was a resort movie.
That this was enough of Romeo and Juliet. We're going to have to do another one and really play it up. By borrowing someone else's Romeo and Juliet theme.
We have to really lean into the basketball.
It's an adaptation of Romeo and Juliet.
So Vanessa wants to audition, but it's too late because, you know, they ended very quickly.
The theater waits for no one.
Yeah, iconic line.
It's not a saying at all. No. She's like acting like a fucking Italian train conductor. Like people, no, the trains run on time.
That's the thing about theaters. It's always on time. Everyone
she did
knows
say, she was like, I called your name twice.
And you came 1 second after the second time. So, sorry.
So Zac Efron volunteers to sing with her. I don't know why I said his full name. But they're late. They're late. She says they're late. Mm-hmm. But just for fun, Kelsey says, do you want to see how the song's really supposed to sound? Because they did it like a weird, fucked up, fast way. That
and
I
they're
didn't
like,
want.
Sure, we read music.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Did they even see the song being performed? They didn't, right? Were they in the room or no?
I'm not sure,
I think they were
actually.
In the back of the theater when everybody was doing
That's when
it,
they were scared. They're back there being scared.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think, yeah. And so I guess they have a good sense of it. And so they sing it. Yeah. They all, yeah. So she plays it for them at the piano and they all, you know, have a little old-fashioned piano party singing it. And Darvis hears this and they get a call back. And wow.
I thought the theater waited for no one, Darvis. No,
this is, but another watchword of the theater is eavesdropping. So well, a lot of things are cast where the director will go around a corner and after saying auditions are over, people will audition anyway to no one. And then the director will come and say, yeah, you got the part.
That's okay. Why I'm always performing wherever I go.
Exactly.
You never
Wherever
know.
There's a corner, I'm around it performing.
So whoop, where were they? Sharpay is pissed off because they list, of course, the callbacks. It's her and her brother, and then Zach and Vanessa. And this is where we get the fantastic group number. Stick to the status quo. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We're in the cafeteria.
This was my favorite.
It's very fun. It seems like Vanessa Hudgens is the only one with food in this scene in the cafeteria.
She carries her tray.
She carries the tray.
So weird.
Yep. Yeah.
Close to her chest. One of the fun facts is that this food was glued to the tray.
What?
Oh.
So.
Got on Ashley Tisdale.
Well, I guess they controlled the spillage. Wow. Little Imagine fun movie facts.
Maybe that's why she was holding it that way, to make it look like the food could fly off at any moment.
Yes.
She was trying to sell it was non-glued food.
Well, you know about that section in the cafeteria. Gravity doesn't work very well over there.
Oh, the vortex? Yeah.
The cafeteria vortex.
I hate the cafeteria vortex.
Mm-hmm. Well, I felt scared.
High school in Utah, that's where they also shoot the High School Musical, the musical, the series, and people can go visit it. And I want to.
Okay.
Wait, you've never been there, Rachel?
No, but it's on my bucket list.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sounds like a field trip, you guys.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Things are opening up.
Yeah, this is the first trip I take. Let's do it.
You're like, you can't come into this school. You're adult. No, please.
That would be funny if they only let high school kids visit it.
Like, I don't know. Let's see your ID. I don't have ID.
It's like Chuck E. Cheese rules. You can't go in there as an adult without a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't a functioning high school, but you have to be of high school age.
Okay. Jeez Christ. Oh, yeah. So there's that whole fun scene where basically everybody's confessing that they're known for doing one thing, but they really love doing something else.
Zeke likes to bake. Martha likes to pop, block, jam, and break. And then the stoner kid likes to play cello.
It was very confusing why the other kids didn't know what a cello was.
They're stoners. What do you want from them?
I thought it was so great they included stoners in the high school. That was great. You know what I mean? Like that's a bit of a ballsy move for Disney to acknowledge in any way that drugs are a thing.
They do refer to them as skaters, but
yeah.
So I think that's how they kind of
interesting skaters with nary a skate in sight.
No skateboards. I also think that stoners would be kind of impressed by the cello. You know what I mean? I don't think they would say, don't do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you got to stick to the status quo.
I did think that song was good. Like, especially for a kid's movie. I thought that was a really cool message that they were trying to put in there.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
You can be a whole bunch of stuff.
Exciting. It's got a key change in it. It's exciting. Yeah.
Right?
Yes, and then it's a musical.
The only song in the movie that does?
I think the final song does too. So it's
Breaking Free.
I mean, we're whenever you got to take it up a notch, we got it.
Yeah.
We took it up a notch twice. So Sharpay. Vanessa cheese fries Sharpay.
And it's embarrassing for Sharpay. Yeah. And then she tells the teacher that sabotage is afoot. She's like, she's trying to ruin my performance by putting cheese fries on my movies.
Months before the show.
Months before the callback.
That's right, the callback didn't even happen yet.
Oh my God. So also Corbin is really mad. That's not his character name, but that's what I've been
calling
him.
His name is Chad. He wears cool t-shirts that say things like, I need my own background music or something like that.
Which apparently were all phrases pitched by Corbin Blue himself.
Yeah.
So
wow, so those shirts were made for him?
For him, by him.
Wow.
Hey, that's my diss for the character. I'm going to bring in 80 t-shirts that I made. I'm like the Freelander of this production.
I'm going to say 80 things. Y'all make t-shirts. And one of the things I'm going to say is, I'm laughing on the inside.
Oh, yes, but the inside is going to be really tiny.
He just walked into wardrobe and he said, take this down.
Yeah.
There are a lot of really fun facts about Corbin Blue. There's another one that he's wearing three watches because they gave him a choice, and he wanted all of them, and they all have different time zones. So...
Well, that was
Chad's Corbin. Lot.
That
of
was also a thing, you know, wear lots of layers.
Honestly, the real bad boy of High School Musical.
Yeah,
Chad. Yeah. Okay, so Darvis confronts the coach about Troy, quote, messing with the musical because she believes that he's not sincere about his audition. And then Zeke approaches Sharpay.
Wait, I'm sorry. The audition that he didn't do, he wasn't doing.
Right.
He thought he was just singing.
She approached him.
Yes. Afterwards. She decided it was an audition.
Yeah.
Right.
And said, you're getting a callback.
Right. Okay. Right. And now she's decided that it's sabotage. She is a part of it.
These people are obsessed with sabotage.
So Zeke approaches Sharpay and he kind of, does he give her a treat? He gives her a treat or something. He likes her.
He's like, I'll make you a creme brulee. And she's like, right. Get out of here.
Right.
She's not interested.
Yeah.
And so Vanessa and Zach have a little moment on the roof because it's the only private place in the whole school.
It's like a jungle up there.
Yeah.
There's so many plants. That'd be 10, 15.
I think that's what she says, but there's like two plants.
Yeah. It was very much not a jungle.
And they're all very tame house plants. Yeah.
I remember I was looking at my phone when she said that, and I looked up, and there was no jungle. I was like, I gotta see this jungle.
So apparently they put that jungle there, and then the teachers at the real school wanted to keep it because it was such a hit. So,
so I can go visit it if I tell them I'm in high school.
You can go to the jungle.
You can.
Go smoke with the teachers.
Wow, yeah.
So they have a little moment. He doesn't want to be a basketball guy, and he just wants to be a guy. He literally says that. And she says that she's always been the freaky math girl. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know what that meant.
Gee, when people call you that?
Freaky
math girl.
Yeah. Freaky math girl.
Boy, was she a freak. What a freak she was.
Oh, and this is where we get this crazy montage where the music sounds like it's from Edward Scissorhands. Yeah. It just like changed.
It was so odd. I did not like that. What was that? So
it was
strange.
It's like so cinematic. It's like slow and they're practicing because, you know, they got this upcoming callback in a few months. And it's back and forth again. Troy's not at practice. And then a second part of the montage. It's very extensive. And then we're back to on stage where they're painting more sets and she's making costumes on stage.
Oh yeah. And they're bobbing their head, but there's no music playing.
Yeah. They're both getting into the groove.
Psychically, practicing or something.
Yeah. And they're what song are you listening to?
It's a special theater link.
Yeah.
But I will say in the scene where they're in the quote unquote jungle, I think Gabrielle says something about kindergarten of like, remember when you were in kindergarten and you just talked to someone because like you were just, I don't know.
You just become like friends because you're kids.
Yeah.
You're just friends.
So that's like, that comes into play later in the movie. I just wanted to put a pin there just to like remind y'all.
Yeah.
Also, I don't remember that. I don't remember that from kindergarten.
It's so easy to make friends when you're a kindergartner.
You just meet a kid and you're friends.
Yeah. I like your shoes. And then your best friends.
I don't remember. I just don't remember how to make friends in general. It's not an easy thing to do.
It's hard. It's difficult.
Yeah.
It's hard.
So Vanessa and Troy shoot some hoops and Coach comes in and gets real mad.
Yeah.
He's like, oh no. You owe this your detention, buddy, he says. And this is where Zach
Efron Romeo and Juliet.
Looks
That's where they took the
looks
line
at
from
his
Roman
father
Juliet.
Square in the eye, and he says,
"Thy
detention, did you ever think I could be both?"
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, iconic.
And you know what? I'm going to give credit to the dad for his reaction. Was like, it honestly, it looked like, oh, it really hit him. He did never consider that. Like, he was really like, fuck, he got me.
This is your dream, Dad, not mine. Yeah.
I don't want chore life.
Yes, varsity blues.
Varsity blues.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that what the dad wants? He just wants him to grow up and become a basketball coach at the high school.
Not even a professional basketball player.
No.
Well, I want you to replace me here, and then I'll die.
Yeah, that's why I have you.
I can crawl into my grave.
You become a coach and I'll just walk into the ocean.
Oh,
So there's like this funny moment where I think it's Corbin Bleu talking about his mom putting a photo of Michael Crawford in the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Which is funny to me.
Yeah, because it's like,
I thought that was legitimately funny.
Yeah. You want to be on the Wheaties box, not in Corbin Bleu's mom's fridge.
Yeah.
This is one of her crazy diet schemes.
Yeah.
That
she would open the refrigerator, look at a picture of Michael Crawford and say, I shouldn't eat that.
Right. I'm a fan of the opera was in here.
No. What if I meet? He's on my hall pass. What if I meet him?
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. Gotta stay out of the fridge. It's very. It's very.
That's a good technique, though. I'm gonna put a picture of Chris Evans in my fridge.
I'll put one of David Schwimmer on that. I can't possibly eat another bite. David Schwimmer.
I'm just going to put one of Michael Crawford.
That might be the most effective one. Who knows?
Yeah.
So Corbin Bleu and Taylor chat and they start to scheme. Mm-hmm. And talk about sabotage. This movie is obsessed with it.
Well, because, Corbin Bleu is like, we need him to be the leader of the basketball team. And Taylor's like, we need Gabrielle to be the
scholastic
freaky math girl.
We need her to be as freaky as possible.
He is sanding off her freaky edges and we need them to be sharp.
Yeah.
Diluting her freakiness. We can't have that.
She's almost becoming normal. We got to do something.
And then Ryan and Sharpay are convinced that all this scheming is about them. And so the basketballers set up a basketball presentation in the locker room that has a tablecloth on it and a bunch of trophies. And they can try to convince Troy to get ahead in the game, which they repeat a bunch of times.
They're like, what team? Wildcats!
This whole setup is just so wild. I don't know why they did it this way, but
very scary.
It's an intervention.
And then the science kids do the same thing. So they have a same sort of intervention. And they manage to orchestrate Troy saying all these things about, oh, no, I'm your guy. Like, that girl doesn't mean anything to me. But the smart kids are video chatting it on what we deem to be the first Zoom call.
Wow. That started it all.
Yeah.
I mean, considering the primitive quality of everyone's phones, this is really amazing. That they
This is some science fiction right here.
This is why only smart kids could do it.
Like, what?
I can't believe
a science freak.
They had Wi-Fi in the locker room in 2006.
Maybe it was there was a cord that they set up along the way.
Oh, an Ethernet cord, yeah.
Like maybe. Going all the way down. So Gabriella is crushed because, of course.
Oh, and then we get this song.
When There Was Me and You.
Yeah. A lot of rail choreography.
Oh, this is where Vanessa Hudgens is really going off with the dramatics. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. A lot of what you said, Rachel, the barography, the railography. Yeah.
This is like a very hopelessly devoted to you.
Yeah. And then there's the giant poster of Zac Efron that she sings to, which I hope is still up.
I would say too big of a poster. And the thing that I'll say about that poster is, why only 5 basketball players when there's 12 people on that team?
The stars. Aren't there only 5 people who are like starters, right?
But
I mean, this is a rough school. Remember, it's like we only honor the best. This is no participation trophies here.
That's true.
It's like you have to
rough.
To be a breakout star or you're nothing.
Yeah, they're like, we have room for 12 people on the poster. only 5 made the cut.
They did have space for like 50 people on the poster.
Sure. They just made Troy extra large in the front.
Oh, we could do a 3-act play. But we're doing a musicale starring 2 people.
3
Oh, boy. So Troy chats with Gabriella, and she's like, nah, we got our own places to go. We're done. I'm not interested. Okay, so Zach's bad at basketball now. He's all messed up, so their plan didn't work.
You know why? because his head isn't in the game.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah. You're not. Yeah, you're right.
And Dad sees sang that about and he it. Notices.
Yeah, they sang about it 1.5 times.
So the whole team goes to the rooftop and they...
The jungle.
They go to the jungle. They make their way through. They traverse. They chop down branches.
Hacking away.
Yeah.
And somehow they finally find Troy and they say, hey, remember when we tried to mess up your whole new thing? Well, we are here to cheer you on now.
Mm-hmm.
We decided that since you're bad at basketball, we should support you. And then Taylor confesses that she made Troy say those things on the
you
video
can't
chat.
Make someone say something.
That's true, Rachel.
Very reality TV producer of you, Rachel.
Yeah.
Wow.
My hands are clean.
Yeah, all I asked is, you know, what Zach might be possibly thinking about why Gabriella is angry at him. I didn't ask. So he goes over to her house, and this, talk about a Romeo and Juliet moment. We have a little Juliet balcony situation here, which they don't use in the Romeo and Juliet way, really, do they? It's just kind of
No, because they were like, this has been overused. We don't want to be... We want to stick
to
the
deep cut.
They'll get it.
They'll get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't want to spoon feed them this.
Exactly. Our audience is smarter than that. And so he sings outside of her window, and then we get a little practicing breaking free montage. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I guess they make up. So Ryan and Sharpay go.
They try to move the date of the callback to when the basketball game is, so that they can't do both. And the Scholastic Decathlon, we can't
see. Normally
that.
In a Disney Channel movie, we have two big events that are happening on the same day.
This is three.
It's wild. It's too much.
Unprecedented. Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much. So all the kids decide to support each other. They go to the basketball game. Dad does something that feels very manipulative to me and goes to Troy. And it's like, I'm here to support you the whole time, man. Yeah, like whatever you want. I'm a good dad, right?
Yeah.
He does this little thing where it's like, I know you're under a lot of pressure. Probably a lot of it from me. But look, I just want you to have fun. That's all I've ever wanted is for you to have fun. And I'll go to sleep with a smile on my face. And it's like, fuck you.
Yeah,
how dare you?
Yeah. Back up a little, Dad. Did you say probably a lot from you?
Yeah.
Because I would agree that all of it's from you.
How about 100% Dad?
I don't want your dream, Dad.
So I guess he has a redemption, but I'm not buying it. Mm. We'll see what happens in the sequel.
Oh.
And then... We get to bop to the top.
Bop,
right. This is the callback number that Sharpay and Ryan perform.
The gimme, shimmy.
And it is, I mean, I don't think I've ever laughed harder in my entire life because they start with the most remedial Spanish words.
That opening is wild. Like, I really had a feeling of like, what is going to happen now?
This is
odd.
How does this relate to the story of the musicale, though?
Also,
I tell you what, Rachel, you tell me the story, and I'll tell you how it relates.
Okay. Well, it's Tinseltown, so they're trying to become famous. It's Minnie Mouse and Arnold Schwarzenegger. And they're going to sing about bopping to the top.
Well, then that's where the number bopping to the top fits in.
Right.
Okay, but what about the Spanish?
That's part of bopping to the top.
Oh, okay.
They're showing you how to do it.
Oh, okay.
There's a part of the musical where they do get stuck in Puerto Rico and they have to figure out a way to get out of there. Bopping to the top meaning, you know, north on the latitude longitude plane. You know?
The number goes on longer. They meet all the racist birds from the Enchanted Tiki Room. <from Disneyland. laughs>
That makes sense.
This was just the first one. This was just South America.
And then after all that, they break free.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. But you gotta bop to the top in order to break free.
Yes.
That's true.
You can't bop to the bottom and break free.
Forget about bopping to the middle. You're halfway there.
Why bother? Go all the way.
I could have bopped to the top. Bop all the way.
I could have been a bop tender.
So all three events are taking place. The decathlon
at the same
kids.
Time.
Yeah,
there's so crazy. Much. It's too much.
So the decathlon kids mess with the scoreboard at the game. And we can't have a basketball game if the scoreboard's glitching out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the bop finally ends, and Troy and Gabriella aren't there, but they arrive late to the callbacks, that is, and the whole school follows them into the gym, and we sing Breakin' Free.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's their callback. Wait, so there's
three songs. Me and you, what that one?
Well, we don't know. See, that with the callbacks, they could be musicals from other songs from
exactly.
other musicals.
Oh,
yeah.
In a callback, have you ever done a full costumed performance?
No, I haven't, lights? And certainly not in front of an audience. It would just be for the people you're auditioning for, and especially in school, I would just show up in the clothes I was wearing.
Yeah.
But wait, Paul. But you had 6 months. To work on
you
that.
You know what?
Combat.
That's true. If I had that much lead time, I probably would work up an outfit.
Yeah. Outfit's a good idea. Definitely bring your disco ball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So
I keep forgetting that. I forgot when all this shit was happening at the same time. I forgot that this was just the callback and not the actual show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I think Oscar expressed this during our watch. And I remember this the first time I watched it too, where you're getting so excited and you're like, and then we get to see the show. We're going to see this show.
No.
Yes.
This musical that they're doing.
It all leads up to the reveal of casting news. That's the big climax of the movie.
Yeah. There's no musical and High School Musical.
There's no musical. There's not even the musical. It's very strange.
It's so bizarre to me.
It's meta,
Because at least, I mean, the only other thing I could compare this movie to is probably A Chorus Line, because A Chorus Line is about auditioning. But you get one at the very end.
At the very end, you get a big costume change. You get the spectacular group number.
Exactly.
It's fantastic.
You don't get a one number.
No. Mm-hmm. We get a bunch of balloons, some crazed girl running through them to tackle a baking basketball player.
That's right. We get the opposite, because they go from this performance back to the game.
Yeah,
and then there's just a lot of character wrap up, and we find out who was cast, as you said, and then we sing We're All in This Together.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, which is weird, because it's like, why couldn't they all have gone to the decathlon, the Scholastic decathlon?
Oscar, you went
and had
to
that
a
number
nerd
there
school.
With beakers.
I know that you care about nerd
with
stuff,
beakers.
But
we're all in this
together. That room's too small.
I'm
Oscar.
Telling you, Oscar. Oscar.
That
Oscar.
Room was stuffed with tables.
Not
and
enough
people.
Focus on the sciences.
So much
no.
glass. So
the
much
world
glass
cares
in a science
more
classroom.
About chemicals.
Sports. Chemicals. Bunsen burners.
Dangerous. Yeah. You can't break free in
you
that.
You can't have
but
a dance number.
But impressive if done correctly and safely. Even more.
If they could have used it as part of the choreography.
True.
There you go.
But we get the basketball scene, which is still fun. To me, this is the most fun number.
Yeah.
It's the iconic number. The choreography is really fun and very simple. Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so great. I loved it.
I bet we could YouTube the video and you can learn it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
As they showed us on Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Absolutely. True. We'll report back here in 1 week.
Yes, I'm going
to
be expecting
we will have 6
videos.
Months to work on the choreography.
Sorry, Oscar, you're right. 6 months.
And I will tell you who is cast at the end. Wow. I have
and
two roles to get out.
Just letting y'all know, there's only 4 roles.
what was the name of the girl who composed
Kelsey.
The show? Kelsey?
Kelsey.
Kelsey, I liked at the end when she had that moment with that guy who like takes her hat off like, you're not a lesbian anymore. Good news.
Yeah, the you all have of those,
you have hair?
You freed me. You freed me from my sapphic spell.
Yeah, you haven't expressed interest in any guys at all, but I know what's really going on.
Yes, they're all those exchanges are so weird. And then, Zeke gives Sharpay the cookies and she's not interested.
But then she's really interested later.
Yeah. I think he put a spell on those cookies or something.
I'm telling you, witchcraft has something to do with that.
There is an underbelly
vortex in the cafeteria. This is some haunted-ass shenanigans happening in High School Musical. and that's the end of the movie.
That's High School Musical.
Incredible. Wow. Okay, so after watching the music, High School Musical, the musicale, what is the takeaway here? What's the moral of the story? What is it that we learned in watching High School Musical?
Oh wow.
Us specifically?
Paul, what did you learn?
I have one.
After watching High School Musical?
Claire, after you.
I have one. I learned that if you're assigned Romeo and Juliet in high school to read, you can watch High School Musical instead.
And pass.
And pass any test, write any paper.
Yeah.
I guess I learned it's better if your dad is just a quiet, distant figure in your life and not so involved in your day-to-day.
Yeah. I learned that if you bop to the top, then you can break free.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I learned to get your own damn ringtone.
Whoa.
Get your own ringtone.
No, but if they all had different, then the whole movie wouldn't have happened.
Exactly.
Wow.
Rachel, you walked into his trap.
It was easy, Rachel. You walked into that. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Classic sabotage.
What would the world be like without High School Musical, though?
Sad. We
wouldn't have Zac Efron, right?
We definitely wouldn't have Vanessa Hudgens, I don't think, either.
No. And we need her for all those Princess Switch movies.
We do. Yeah. We do.
Exactly. We would have been robbed of the theater teacher.
My wife and I watched one of those. I don't think we made it all the way through, but I was surprised at how quickly the Princess Switch happens. Yeah. Like, you're barely a half hour in. Mm-mm. And it's like, wow, these two people have met for 5 minutes and they're switching lives.
Oh, they were ready. She was like, you look slightly like me from behind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then in two, there's three Vanessa Hudgens.
That one was too much. I couldn't do it. It was too many Vanessas. I couldn't keep up.
Mm-hmm. Not enough.
I would have watched that if it was like Multiplicity, where the third Vanessa is just like an idiot. Like eats dirt, doesn't know what things are.
That's three. Princess Switch three.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so
now we get to cast, right? Or no?
We get to cast ourselves. Yes. Who would we play in High School Musical? What characters would we play?
Well, Oscar, I want to cast you as Sharpay.
Oh my God! Dream roll.
That's the role.
I mean, honestly, the best character in the damn movie. Sharpay is a star.
I have another fun fact. So you know when she kicks in the bathroom door?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't even talk about the bathroom scene.
Where
she comes in and Gabrielle is in there and Gabriella hides behind a wall and she can clearly see her, but she doesn't see her.
This is what I think. She was wearing an outfit that matched the wall exactly. Mm. So she just blended right in because can't see it.
They tried to make her look at herself in the mirror like she was so distracted by her own reflection that she didn't see that there was a human right in front of her.
That's true, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when she kicks it, apparently Ashley Tisdale, that was her idea. So she's a comedic genius.
Okay, Ashley. Ashley's great. I'm a big Ashley fan.
Buster Keaton for our time.
Okay, so Oscar's Ashley Tisdale.
Yes. Yeah. Claire, you are the girl who wrote the music. What's her name?
Kelsey.
You're Kelsey.
Why is it so hard to remember?
So this is similar with me, too. I get that a lot. Do you want to hear how I actually wrote it?
Definitely Kelsey for sure. She's cool. I loved Kelsey.
Yeah.
She's a true talent behind the whole freaking movie.
Yeah.
She really is.
I think she was actually intrigued by the stoners interpretive dance, too. There was
like
a moment
too.
Where she kind of looks over the piano like, and she looks interested. Like, what are they doing? This is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's getting an idea for the spring musicale.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like, I should at least write more characters.
Yeah.
My next musicale will have three characters.
Maybe they should be dancing.
Okay, I think Paul has to be Darbist.
I was hoping you would say that.
You have to be.
Yeah.
Hello, students. Everyone sit down. Like, just... That's no one talks like that in life. That's it's crazy.
I mean, I've had drama teachers who aren't far off.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Beloved people.
Wait, then do I cast Rachel?
Anyone.
Oh, we can. Yes. It's all kind of a.
Oh, wait. Is it? Did everyone get cast?
It's a free for all.
Rachel did not get cast.
Rachel has not got one yet.
I definitely want to know who you would cast Rachel as.
Rachel, I want to see you as the stoner who plays the cello.
Yes, I was just going to say it. Yes, that's it. That's 100% it.
It's the cello.
Didn't the cello sound like a guitar or something?
Yes,
it did sound like
an electric guitar.
Yeah, it's an electric cello that sounds like a guitar.
Honestly, impressive. Very, very, very. Okay, so in the podcast, we have a segment called Zaddy Watch, where we rank the dad in every DCOM. And so the way that it works is we have, if the dad in the movie is like hot and also like a good father, he gets platinum Zaddy status. Then we have gold Zaddy, silver Zaddy, bronze Zaddy. Then we have daddy, dad, and then father is the worst. Because you're just a biological father. There's nothing else to you.
You're bad. Bad dad.
So where does the dad? Where does Zac Efron's dad rate on the Zaddy scale?
The best I can give him is dad. Honestly, I think he's a dad. Like he's more involved than a father would be. But I was not a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like. You could tell. He doesn't know how to express feelings, and the only way he can do it is that speech that he gives in the locker room. And it's like, you know, where's like, did he ever say, I love you? Like, I don't remember him saying that, which is a really weird thing. Right?
No, he never did.
Did he?
He never did.
Like, that's, especially for a Disney movie, like, fucking throw that in there, guys. Like,
right.
Have a father say, I love you to his son.
That's true. It was super cold. Yeah, he does not rank high at all. He's not like, he's not my type at all, but he's not like, you know, like a troll. but he's probably daddy for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not a good father.
Right.
That's why.
Right.
But he's handsome enough.
Exactly.
It does get tricky.
There's been some not great fathers who are so hot that you're like, okay, this give this man a medal. But it also goes the other way too.
It goes where they're good fathers, but they're not that attractive. But being a good father helps you.
That's attractive in itself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I would agree with Daddy. I think part of it is that he doesn't even seem like his father. He does just seem like a mean coach.
Yeah.
He's just not a great character. So keep it, Daddy.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he's not a great dad. But I will say the actor does have a TikTok, and he's very good on TikTok. So for that, I'm gonna give him a
woo. If you have a TikTok, you get extra points.
You get a bronze Daddy for me.
What's he doing on TikTok?
High School Musical content.
High School Musical
he's
content.
He's sliding those elbows all over the place.
Yeah. He's reacting to people talking about High School Musical.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, we did it. Now it's time to rate High School Musical. Okay. Out of 5 basketballs, how many basketballs do we give High School Musical?
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to go first because I feel like I might be the highest rating. I got to give this a 5 basketball. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know it's it got its moments, you know, where people are like, what? But this was the DCOM that made DCOMs DCOMs, you know what I mean? And that stands for Disney Channel Original Movie.
I agree with that.
And this gave us Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens and even Ashley Tisdale. It's not my favorite of the High School Musicals.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so my favorite is still coming up. But it's, you know, it's the one that started it all. So it gets a 5 basketballs.
Okay, great. Awesome. For me, I am going to rate this. This is getting probably 3 basketballs for me. It's not... It's not great. I mean, I'm just going to say it right now. It's like, it's not great. It's funny. It's very funny to watch. And it's very fun to watch and make fun of it with a bunch of people. That's how this movie needs to be viewed, in my opinion. Someone who has it, who doesn't have that like nostalgic attachment to High School Musical. Like, I'm just looking at it, you know, I guess a bit more cynical from a cynical point of view. But I can't lie. The movie was entertaining. And the last number is very, very good. So.
Well, yes. You know what? I'm going to give it a 4. And it is mostly because of all of the things it gave us. The universe it gave us and the phenomenon that it was. The songs, I mean, it's like fine as a DCOM. But because of the impact it had, I think that's something.
Right.
I'm going to give it a 4. I think for, as Claire said, what it brought us. But also I think that... considering that I'm looking at this as, I know this is not for me. This is for a specific target audience. And for that audience, I'm trying to think if I was that age, because it's not really aimed at high schoolers. It's aimed at, you know, kids, it's younger kids that dream of going to high school and what a magical world that will be. I think that for that demo, I think it's pretty good. Like as far like, you know, movies for kids can often be really sloppy and shitty and they don't need to be. And I feel like this wasn't too bad. Like there was definitely stuff they could have done better, but everybody in it is committed. I think that everybody believed that they were doing something good. Like, I don't think it's cynical. I don't think it's a cynical movie. I think they were genuinely trying to be entertaining. Just it could have been like, maybe that script needed one more polish. You know what I mean? But, you know, the singing and dancing are fun. And, you know, Zach and Vanessa are adorable. So, yeah, I give it a 4 out of 5.
Basketballs.
Amazing. Y'all, we did the dang thing. We watched, rated, reviewed High School Musical. My gosh, Paul F. Tompkins, thank you so much for being a part of this journey.
Thank you so much.
I have a question. Thank you for having me.
Where can people find you online if they want more Paul F. Tompkins in their lives?
I'm happy to answer that question, Oscar. I'm online on Twitter and Instagram at PF Tompkins. I post a lot on Twitter. Sometimes I restrict comments because it amuses me to do so. Also, if you sass me and I sass you back, don't take it personally. It's all in the game. You know what I mean? We don't have to get mad about it. We don't have to get mad about it. It's just like, you gave me a little sass, I gave you a little sass back. That's all it is.
I'm going to sass you.
Sass me, I'll sass you back. It's fun. But yeah, I host a podcast with Lauren Lapkus and Scott Aukerman called Threedom. I host a podcast with past guest Nicole Parker called The Neighborhood Listen, where we take next door posts and we improvise in character. Someone in this foursome might be appearing on the show very soon.
What?
And that's going to be back, I think, next month. I think we're starting with season 3 will be back next month. And then I host a podcast with my wife that we started during quarantine called Stay F Homekins, where we just like have after dinner conversation over a drink. And you put it on in the background while you're washing dishes or whatever. It's like somebody's there.
Aww.
What a delight.
That's so fun.
Paul, I just have to say, you are such a delight. I mean, I love you so much. You are the podcast poppy. I said it in Spanish. I keep presents when we had you. And I stand by it. That's how I call you that now. I don't call you by your name. You are podcast poppy for me.
That means a lot to me. No, you guys are fantastic. And thank you so much. This is a ball. This is a blast to do.
Yes, such a treat. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. So
my pleasure.
We're going to move to another section of the vault, Paul. I don't know if you want to join us or if you want to stay here in the High School Musical section of the vault for a while.
I feel like my muscle memory now is I can only walk in this same circle. So I guess I'm going to stay here.
Okay, that's fair. Okay. You know what? That's fair. We're going to leave Paul walking around in a circle.
There's
and thank you, everyone.
Like I'm trying to follow you guys and I can't. See what's happening? It's weird.
That's true. You are certain. That
You're
is very
just going
strange.
One direction. Being yeah.
Very, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
One direction.
But thank you so much for listening to... Thank you so much for listening to Inside the Music Vault. I'm Oscar.
I'm Claire.
And I'm Rachel.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. What a sad, we're leaving High School Musical. But,
I know, it's sad.
Oh, yeah.
It's sad.
I mean, it was a fun time, but I'm...
Cry because it's over, but smile because it happened?
Yeah.
Is that the same?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. And, someone has said that before.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Someone. Not us.
Not us. This is the first time.
Yeah.
This is going to be crazy, but like, yeah, after... Two
Kennys in a row. We gotta go back to non-musical.
Oh no, Kennys. Okay.
Wow. I'm just so used to Kenny in my life right now. What's the next DCOM that we're exploring?
Cowbells.
Cowbells. Okay. Cowbell. Wait. It's definitely a cowboy DCOM.
I don't know.
I don't remember. I feel like it's like a. What's it called?
It's
the poor life, the rich life. What's the Nicole Richie?
The simple life.
Yeah, no,
simple
it's life. Like simple life. It's like from Prada to Nada. It's Material Girls type thing.
Made to order.
Yeah, it's the
okay. I don't know what any of those things are, but
well, it's, riches to rags,
and it's spelled cowbells, like bell, as in Beauty and the Beast bell.
Bell of the ball.
Uh-huh, yeah. Like Southern bells.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm,
and there's
mm-hmm.
cows.
There's
and there's cows.
Yeah.
So they're Southern bells, and then they're also cows.
But yeah. It's not about cows.
It's about the bells cows around
it's like
around their neck.
There are cows are pretty prominent in the movie.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Very nice. Cute. Okay.
Allie and AJ.
Allie and AJ, yes, the dynamic duo. Is this their first movie together?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. So a bit iconic.
Iconic.
Iconic. I'm excited. I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, I have.
I definitely have not seen it. Wait, have you seen it, Rachel?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. High School Musical revived my love of Disney Channel, and I.
Oh,
kept,
okay.
I kept
so you
going.
Stayed plugged in after High School Musical.
Plugged in until I went to college and didn't have cable.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Oh, interesting to then see where you stopped watching Rachel.
Where I dip off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not yet. Not yet.
Not yet. Not yet. And listen, if you've never seen Cowbells and want to see Cowbells, worry not, because you can watch Cowbells on Disney Plus.
Oh, heck yeah. And if you want to chat with us some more, we are at Inside the Disney Vault on Instagram or at ITDV Podcast on Twitter.
Yeah. And if you like us a lot, you can always check us out on patreon.com/InsideTheDisneyVault and become a patron for
Yay!
Only like a dollar. And then you get cool stuff like videos where you get to see our faces
mm-hmm.
or not our faces.
That's true. Or just the basketball.
Shh, don't tell anyone. but yeah.
And again, thanks everyone for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. We've been doing this for a minute and we want to keep doing it some more. So thanks for the listens. Thanks for the views. Thanks for the reviews.
Oh, yes.
On Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, leave a nice review if you feel so inclined.
Mm-hmm.
We like that. We like to read them. It's very nice.
We
and
love
helps
it.
More people find us.
That's
and you.
Right. Thank you so much for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. We will see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
My name is Will Himes, and I am a ghostwriter, meaning I write other people's books for them. And I have a podcast called I Will Write Your Book, which are recordings of my meetings with my eccentric clients, such as a woman blocked after one sentence of a children's book about her dogs, a romance novelist who dislikes sex, and a man proud of having sampled everything in his local grocery store. This podcast has been described as fully improvised, played by some of the best comedians on the planet Earth. Hey, that's pretty good. That's I Will Write Your Book on Campfire Media.
Campfire.